generally we are a very loud punk band, but tonight we're going to do something a little quiet. Before we play, though, we just want to say it's nice to remember that this is indigenous land, and we want to pay respect to the indigenous that came before and were murdered for this land. So the Esalen Indians lived here before, and they were ran off the cliffs, literally. And we just want to pay respects to that tradition of resistance that the Esalen Indians had on this land that is now called the Big South. So this set goes out to the indigenous and to the trees, the old growth especially, who are being killed. So let's just remember them in mourning and remember our lives, that we're free and that we love and live appropriately.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's plenty of room in this room here. We can all get cozy together. We'll play you some dinner music. Spanish. It's the language it was written in. And it was written by some indigenous peoples of southern Mexico, known as the Zapatistas. If you're not familiar, don't feel bad. There's been a concerted effort to keep movements like the Zapatistas out of the mainstream media. But in 1994, with the passing of NAFTA, a group of indigenous farmers from Chiapas, Mexico, decided that, ya basta, enough. They took up arms, whatever arms they could. Sometimes it was a gun, sometimes it was a pitchfork, sometimes it was little more than a balaclava, a mask. Every one of them covered their face, and they didn't cover their face because they were cowards. They covered their face to show that they are us and we are them. Subcomandante Marcos, the de facto leader of the group, was asked once, who is he? And he answered clearly, I am a homosexual in San Francisco. I am a black man in Harlem. I am any woman in any place in the world. If there is oppression, I am the oppressed. I wear my mask to become me, to become you. And this is their song. It's called Himno de Zapatista, the Zapatista anthem. Thank you.
Thank you.
has to be in Big Sur, man. Like, usually that's a minute and a half long and it's super fast punk rock. Yeah, that song is about the group of people that I talked about. It's important to keep in mind that that happened in 1994, and still to this day, they have maintained complete sovereignty and autonomy with their land, apart from all governments. They live as an anarchist society based upon the values of mutual aid. And it's a very important thing to understand that it can happen. So be a realist and demand the impossible. And it definitely goes out to anybody who has entered this country and been told that they're illegal. There's no such thing as an illegal human being. Every cop is a bastard. It's that simple. Anytime you want to sell out anybody else or control anybody, you're a bastard. And so smash the immigration police. No pinche puerco. There probably will be nudity tonight, because you know, I was born that way, and there's nothing I can do about it. And these slave labor clothes are weighing heavy on my back, so feel free to join us if you'd like in our nude exploration of liberation and freedom, that thing called life. Yeah, join us if you'd like.
Answers out of the back of your math book. Cheat on your husband, wife, or philosophy test. Lie to your boss. Forge mom's signature on the field trip form. Fuck, as in fuck the police. Hide inside your own little world, inside your head. Deal not with the white man. Steal books from borders. Cheat on your taxes. Lie to no one you consider a friend. Ooh. forge a sale in the marketplace. Fuck wildly. I said fuck wildly. Inside Bohemia, deal drugs. Steal from your bosses, alleviate their need for profits. Cheap gravity. Your identity, if only online. Fuck what they say, hide in here, it's safe. Deal behind closed doors. Steal paid right for meeting. Gravity right for feeding. Thank you.
Send in your riot cops, but this shit ain't gonna stop until we see civilization burn.
Tour though, and we are fueling our bus with the blood of the innocent, so that's expensive. So if y'all have anything to donate, any love to give, that would be awesome. If you don't have any money, don't worry, you can just throw a brick through a gas station window and we'll call it even. I figure we paid for at least five of those windows by now. So, but yeah, we have t-shirts, we have patches, and all that junk. So come talk to us if you want any of that stuff. I forget what the swag is, I think is what they call it.
Swag.
Swag. Cover song. If you know it, feel free to scream along. If you don't know it, feel free to scream anyway. Thank you.
to think of her children, jagged shadow and crying. She hemorrhaged into the streets where all light opened the drains to a sun glow. Drinking them, breathing them, her shadow children know these. Wind of few ghosts. With pigeon wings, powdered her cheeks with lime, and drank gasoline. Of all I saw, I know these things. Come on, hey.
so I'm building bonfires around the ashes of America. Just for some strange reason, nature requires brush fires to create forests. I like the hickeys and welts on freights, tipping scales of pain. We're the last children of America's stilted love affair. Her misfit, shitfit children stuck in a linchpin. Crap, crap, the anthems of rebellion with pride on Kansas pants. Fuck shit up, she whispers. Fuck shit up, she whispers. These words are iron delicacies. Clutch it as it rolls, and relish it as it rots.
Does it all seem so surreal sometimes? Like you've seen it in a movie? When you're dying in your living room and you watch the world on TV. There's a window in your house, I'm sure. Open it up wide. Stick your face out, scream your head off to the sky.
Okay.
Okay, so we're gonna take a pause for the cause. Is that all right with y'all? With you? Is that all right with you?
He has to take a leak, so yeah.
Actually recorded.